Hello.
Oh yeah, got it.
Good morning, everyone. So today, the pastors asked me to speak about a couple of things to everyone and to share pretty much what I've been learning about God and my journey through Christ and all of the challenges and all of the good things that happened during my life. And pretty much one of the main things that happened in my life was me growing up, like, you know, going to a church that there's not many youth people, there's not many people my age here. It's mostly older people. And and it's definitely difficult to talk about my experiences with God because I guess everyone older has already pretty much experienced what I've experienced, like during, like through high school and all the different things that, all the relationships that I have. So I kind of was a little bit, not really like down about it, but more of kind of like set back from my journey because I didn't really have anyone to talk to except for like maybe my little sister and maybe, I don't know, some of the little kids inside Lift Kids. But well, I used to not want to like invite or even talk about God with friends and people at like school because I knew I believed in a God that most people my age thought was some made up person or like wasn't real, it was just some person that someone made up or something like that. And I didn't really want people to think that I was like, you know, crazy or something. But these past couple of years, I've started to grow in my faith with God, and I started to understand that some people didn't believe the fact that Jesus was the Messiah, but Jesus was never ashamed about talking about God and sharing the gospel to everyone, even the non-believers. So why should I? And once I started to open up about my faith, it made me realize there is actually more people than I thought who also believe in Christ that like go to my school. And that I just needed to take that step out of my comfort zone to open up new and better relationship with others. And God gave me some of the greatest relationships. And one of the greatest things God has given me was peace in this crazy world, especially nowadays. And that was through the relationships that I have with other believers my age. And I am so thankful for that. Because growing up, like when you're, I guess, a teenager, which mostly everyone's passed through now, but the world starts to change and things start to change, people's feelings start to change, physically, mentally, everything just starts to change and it all happens so quickly. It doesn't, like, it just feels like it never stops. But when I have that time with God, I just feel like everything stops around me. Everything that I was so worried about, like school and studying and having relationship with friends and making sure that I was friends with people, certain people, but that all kind of just distracted me from God and what God wanted for me. Not what the worldly things wanted for me, but what God wanted for me. I used to be so focused on the worldly things in life, and I realized this when I read 1 John 2:15, and it says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them." And that made me realize that I cared more about the things in this world and the future and how I could make myself succeed in the future. And I didn't understand the picture that heaven and having a relationship with God is so much better than anything this world could ever provide for me. And not to be so stuck on what worldly future I want for myself, but what God has in store for me and my future. God has been and continues to move in my life in ways that are seen and also unseen, that I don't even notice because it might be so small, and like protection over me through the night, Him waking me up to a brand new and beautiful day. And yeah, that's one of the small things that God does for me, and I really appreciate it. And I guess I kind of see it unnoticed because I can't imagine someone doing the things that He does for me, but He does it, and He could do it again just because He wants a relationship with me. And that's kind of my testimony that I wanted to share. And like, so this past week, I went to a youth conference during the week, and one of the verses that the pastor read out was Romans chapter 5, verse 8, and it reads, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." It showed me that God didn't die for only a selection of people, but that he also died so each and every single person could have that loving relationship with God, just like Jesus did. Like, the world is just a crazy place. It's very crazy. And I guess, like, for my faith, for me to learn and grow in my faith, I kind of just had to realize that faith, to me, means to not just acknowledge God's existence, but it means to surrender to him wholeheartedly, to live according to his will, and a relationship with Jesus, which starts by receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Because Jesus knew before we even knew we needed God. So what did he do? He died on that cross for us, so we, everyone that lived on this earth, could have the chance to have a fulfilling, loving relationship with God. The sacrifices Jesus took for us made me realize that Jesus literally took the harder route so we could have the easier one. Because I know for a fact I wouldn't have died on that cross. I definitely wouldn't have died on that cross, but Jesus did. And he took that harder route so we could have the easier one. Because all we have to do is grow in our faith with Jesus, with Christ, to learn and to follow his will. We didn't have to die on the cross. All we have to do is just follow Jesus. It also led me to understand that my faith will take me through good stuff and bad stuff, but my faith is meant to be handled through all conditions. My faith is meant to be with me during the bad stuff that may happen in life, but also the good stuff. And it will push me through all of those, no matter what. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, it talks about faith and what it says. And what it says is, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And that is the meaning of faith. And I feel like that's just a great example and just a great way of what faith is. Because it's hope and assurance, but we can't even see it. It's feeling that someone is there, even when we can't see them, even though we may not feel them, but it's just praying and believing that he is there. And I guess today I wanted to encourage the church to find peace in knowing that if it's God's will for you, then it will work out, and nothing will stop that. Because you may think you know more, but then when there's something that may come in the way of your path that leaves you stuck and it may feel like you're going backwards, but as it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And this verse shows me, I hope it shows everyone, that it's just God redirecting you on your path and finishing the plan that he has for you. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's message. Follow us on Instagram at The Lift Church or on Facebook at Lift Church Perth. That will give you all the up-to-date information about what's happening in the life of our church. Thanks again for listening. God bless.